And we're here with Willow Springs head coach Logan Swallum to talk about the upcoming football season for the Bears. Coach, thanks for joining us. And first of all, welcome back to the position of Bear head football coach.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We're looking forward to the year, and of course, Bear fans will remember your years as head coach, and it's been a couple of years, and kind of tell us what brought you back to this role.
You know, I've answered that question for several different people. You know, I love the game of football. Football is something that I feel like young men, you know, it does a lot of good things for them in their lives. So I love the game of football. You know, you always have that itch to coach. And, you know, just excited to be back.
We're excited to have you back. And I know the kids have been working hard. And not only do you have a bunch of kids, you've also got a fairly new staff, a lot of turnover from last year. And tell us about some of your staff.
Yeah, so we were fortunate enough as a district, you know, to hire several guys. Ian Airy, Jake Brookshire, and James Lee, and then a couple guys that have been around our program for several years, and a couple that have been there for a few years as Scott Tooley and Jason Henley. You know, all of those guys, they've done a wonderful job of coaching the kids hard on a daily basis. A lot of them were there day one of summer and hadn't missed too many, if any, of the days. So those guys do a wonderful job of keeping kids accountable and pushing them every day.
You come into a situation that, you know, it's no secret last year was a low point in Bear football as far as wins and losses and score differential, but you look to try to make that go in the right direction. Of course, it starts with just the kids and working hard, and you know, you hope the wins come. But how do you approach going into the summer and trying to kind of rebuild this program?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that the kids had to go through something like that last year. Sometimes that happens, but you know, we've told them since day one, you know, we're going to push you, we're going to do things the way we think they need to be done to get it back on the right track. And I think we've done a really good job of that. You know, we tell them every day, you know, it's small steps first. You know, and I think they've done a really good job of coming around and seeing how hard they need to push themselves to get over that hump. I know it's been a lot of days since Bear football has had a win on a Friday night. You know, we don't necessarily purposely remind them of it, but sometimes it gets brought up at practice, you know, if motivation purposes. You know, they're really hungry. They just don't, a lot of them don't necessarily know what it takes to get there, and you know, it's our job as coaches to push them to get them there to that level to understand, you know, it's going to be hard to get that monkey off your back. But like I keep saying, you know, the coaches and the kids have done a wonderful job since May, you know, and we're pushing them every single day, and we expect a lot out of them.
Community is excited about Bear football always, no matter what the record is or how things have been going. And it seems like you've got a good group of kids, large numbers anyway, about 40-some kids. And, you know, looking at the roster from last year, it's still going to be a really young group.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that they had a certain amount of young people last year, but it's compared to this year, I think we have more young and new faces a part of the program. So there's been a lot of learning curve for a lot of them. You know, obviously, you know, we've all been together for 3 months maybe. So it's still in the infant stages. But yeah, the community's been great. You know, we had our annual fundraiser dinner. Tons of money, tons of support there. You know, and it's exciting. I think the kids, like I said, the kids are really hungry. And we're going to try to get back on the winning track of things.
Willow is ready to be back in football mode, and I know they're excited about Friday night, and we'll talk about the schedule a little bit and tonight's opponent coming up next on the Coach's Show.